Welcome to 2018 special Christmas series of the In Preaching podcast. This series consists of 7 daily devotionals inspired by Christmas hymns and runs from Wednesday, December 19th until Christmas Day. I am sure you will be blessed. And now our host, Olufemi Oguntoko.
Thank you, Bolanle, and thank you all for staying with us for the 2018 Christmas series of the podcast. This is the final episode for the series and also the final episode for the year. By the grace of God, we will return with regular episodes, that is the 55th episode of the Hymn Preaching Podcast on January 10, 2019. It is my joy this morning to wish you all a Merry Christmas. I'm recording this at home, and my wife, Lide, do you want to say Merry Christmas as well?
Merry Christmas.
And Bolanle?
Merry Christmas.
Oh yes, thank you. Thank you very much. My original intention was to end this series with the popular hymn, Joy to the World. But I have had this burden, which was confirmed through a sermon I recently listened to, the burden to share the message of the less popular, less celebratory, but equally profound Christmas hymn, As With Gladness. All the 5 stanzas of this hymn contain prayers fit for Christmas. We have included all 5 in the episode notes, and they are discoverable through the SoundCloud app and other podcast applications. But today, we are focusing on the prayer in the first stanza of the hymn. As with gladness, the men of old beheld the guiding star. As with joy, they welcomed the light of the star leading them brightly onward. Even so will we evermore be near to thee. Brothers and sisters, those who follow the Lord and do his will with gladness will find joy, will find true joy in life and in eternity. With gladness, Mary accepted the Lord's will. With humble submission, Joseph did as told by the Lord's angel. With gladness, the shepherds rose and went to the newborn king. With faith, Abraham left all for the unknown. And in faith, he showed readiness to sacrifice all. In obedience, Peter and the others launched their net again, even after a long night of fruitless pursuit. Oh, that you will know the joy of being led through life by Him who is all-knowing and all-wise. Oh, that you will experience the assurance of peace and security that comes from being led in the small things and in the big things by Him who controls all. Oh, that you will find the wisdom of following the leading of God at all times. In church on Sunday, the preacher said, God does the best for those who leave the choice to Him. Think about that. God does the best for those who leave the choice to Him. Dear listener, Christ has now become to us our guiding star. He is now lifted up, shining brightly in the highest place, and all who look to Him will have life and have it more abundantly. He has left His Holy Spirit with us, and all who listen to Him and honor Him will not take a wrong step. Yes, the Lord sometimes takes His people through thorny roads and through winds and storms. But I assure you, if with all your heart you seek the Lord and His counsel in the big things and the small things, you shall surely find Him. If with gladness you resolve, like the wise men of old, to do His will, He will smile on you. And the true joy of Christmas, the joy of having the blessing of God's everlasting presence, that joy will be yours. So, please make this your prayer. Make this your central prayer this Christmas. As with gladness, the men of old beheld the guiding star. As with joy, they welcome the light of the star leading them brightly onward. So may we evermore lead to Him. We ask in faith and in the name of our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much for listening. We meet again by God's grace on January 10, 2019. And from all of us here,
Merry Christmas.
Please share the blessings of this podcast with others. For the best listening experience and to have full access to the episode notes, the hymn lyrics, and the past episodes, we recommend that you download the SoundCloud, the Google Podcast, or the Apple Podcast applications. Search for In Preaching and follow us. The In Preaching podcast is produced by the Gospel Bell Sport TV, a platform dedicated to engaging contemporary culture with the mind of Christ. You can contact us by sending a mail to info@thegospelbells.com or text to 234-803-331-3632. And God bless you.